Hey, this is Dr. Randy Carlson at the Intentional Living Center. Come on in. The doors are wide open today, and we have special seating up front for singles who are listening today. We're going to talk about singles and marriage, and with the question, can you desire marriage too much? How do you handle that? And we got a special friend joining us, Lisa Anderson. She's the host of the Boundless National Radio Show on podcasts and on the radio around the country, around the world, which is a singles radio show, and also the director of adults, young adults for Focus on the Family, and the author of a book on dating for singles. She's going to join us here in just a moment. I'm going to kind of turn the corner a little bit and take her in a little different direction, because I have a top 10 list that I created for singles called 10 Reasons Not to Get Married. That's a provocative title, isn't it? Not that we don't want you to get married, but we want you to think about these 10 reasons before you do. And I'm going to ask her some of those and see how she'd respond to those coming up as well. If you want to join in with a story or a comment today, you're welcome to do so by calling 888-888-1717. Hit the button for our story line, our comment line. Join us over on the website where you can learn more about Lisa, and we've got some helpful resources for singles at theintentionallife.com. And on Twitter, the handle is TheILCenter. And we've got a hashtag now, hashtag AskDrRandy. If you have a question for me, we'd love to hear from you there as well, at TheILCenter, hashtag AskDrRandy. Today, is it possible for you to desire marriage too much? And what does it mean for you to really own your singleness? And certainly today, I think Lisa will contribute a great deal. We'll get to her in just a moment. And again, if you have a story or comment, go to theintentionallife.com. I want to say thanks, by the way, as we're wrapping up this week, everybody who has been giving to the ministry and standing in support of the ministry as we go into these last few weeks of the year. Your support is particularly important, particularly needed, because over 20% of all of our support will come in these last few weeks for the whole year. And so thank you for standing with us, and God bless you for being a part of the ministry. And you can always support the ministry by going to the website, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the donate button. And I say thank you for standing with us. We'll get to Lisa here in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I am now 47 years old. I have not been married, and I am just enjoying my growth and my relationship with the Lord and intimacy with Him. At times, it does get difficult. At times, it does get lonely. But I'd rather be with the Lord and know that He has my back and I'm growing in the things of God than to be in a relationship that is unequally yoked and not of God. I am believing God for that special mate one day to come, but until then, I just want to encourage my sisters that have not been married to just realize that God has a greater purpose for you.
Wow, thank you for sharing your story with us. To hear what God is doing in your life, tell us what's happening in your life intentionally. When you call 888-888-1717. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. As I promised, we are very pleased to have on the phone right now Lisa Anderson. She's a part of Focus on the Family. In fact, Lisa happens to be the director of the Young Adults Ministry for Focus. But you may hear her with Boundless. She has a radio program and a podcast that goes around the world, The Boundless Show. So, Lisa, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hey, great to be here, Randy.
You know, you got a brand new book here, which is interesting. It's called The Dating Manifesto, A Drama-Free Plan for Pursuing Marriage with Purpose. I know you have a passion to help singles, as you do with your Boundless Show. And I was intrigued because one of the things you talked about was, can a Christian desire marriage too much? And in my experience, when I talk to singles, sometimes they really wrestle with this being single. And what have you found?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very true in the sense of it's kind of a weird tension, because we understand and I try to encourage singles with this reminder that really marriage is a good thing. I mean, it's not in honoring singleness that we're somehow, you know, denying marriage or acting like it's not biblical. It is biblical. And in fact, it's the default for most people. Over 85% of people will marry at least once in their lifetime. And so, but at the same time, for those who desire marriage but aren't seeing it happen in their own story, and that's kind of where I live, how do we still, you know, understand the need for a trust in God? How do we live contentedly and, in fact, joyfully with our single season, if it's short or if it's long? So it is a weird tension of what does it look like to honor marriage and to pursue marriage even while still living out the story that we have today.
What are you finding with the millennials in terms of their view of marriage? I know you commented on that in the book about, I think you even referenced it's like a toy box where they pull out marriage is just another thing to consider.
That's so true. And I like to blame their parents' generation on that, the boomers, because I think the boomers have kind of moved into this, you know, and certainly through the 60s and 70s and beyond, kind of treated marriage like, oh, you know, that's where we got the, it's just a piece of paper. Let's just all love one another. Whereas millennials actually have a very high view of marriage. In fact, polling towards that, it rivals that of the greatest generation, their grandparents, in understanding the value of marriage and children, wanting marriage. The problem is because the example that they were given by the boomers, they're afraid that they can't get there. They don't think they can do it successfully. Most of them grew up in broken homes, some without dads. And so they're like, I want this to work, but I'm not sure I can. And so I'm just going to kind of, you know, spin my wheels in the meantime, maybe practice some relationships, maybe see where this one goes. And so as a result, we see kind of a black hole of intentionality in moving towards that.
Well, in fact, one of the things we got in front of us here, you talk about in promoting the book, Learn to Break the Cycle of Dating Dysfunction, Honor Marriage, Marry Well, and Live Intentionally While You Wait. And I thought, wow, it's in caps. That's what we do here, intentional living. What are some steps in your manifesto people can do while they're waiting that would be very intentional?
Yeah, you know, and Randy, again, this is where I have to live because I'm someone that never felt called to singleness. I mean, I assumed that marriage would be in my story, and yet now I am past the 40 mark and still single. And so I encourage folks, you know, first of all, to understand what it looks like to honor marriage. And, you know, I sometimes reference Hebrews 13:4, marriage is to be honored by all, and that includes single people. So are we living in a way that's not envying others' stories? We're not bitter about marriage. We're certainly not bitter about the opposite sex. I think this is, you know, I can easily choose to sit around with my girlfriends and bash every guy that we know, and why aren't they asking us out, and what's their problem? And that's not going to get anyone anywhere. The person to go to complain and to grieve is God himself. And so what does it look like for us to be honest about our desires, to put them on the table or put them on paper even and put them in our prayers, go to God and ask him, give him the desires of our heart and put them out there. But at the same time, I say singles, we need to not treat, you know, singleness like a waiting room for marriage. It's not like your life is going to begin once you sign that marriage license and put a ring on your finger and, oh, now I can be purposeful. Now I can understand. So what does it look like to own your single season? And for some, it may be longer than others. But to look at it like, how is God calling you right where you are in the vocation you're in? And for me, with Boundless, I would never be doing Boundless were I not single. And so God has uniquely opened that up to me. I remind people, you know, for all the things that I desire and for all the hopes that I have for marriage someday that haven't come true, the one thing I know is that today I am single, and that is what God has given me, and this is the 24 hours that I have to live purposefully in his word, in community and relationship with other people. I'm not exempt from that. I'm not exempt from service, and so there's a lot to be done on the front that I am right now.
Lisa Anderson is my guest, a good Swede, I would think. Anderson,
absolutely.
Good Swede.
50% Swedish and 50% Norwegian, so that creates all kinds of problems.
And
yeah, that's
so we got an Anderson and a Carlson here. And
absolutely.
Lisa's my guest. She's the director of Young Adults Ministry for Focus on the Family, and maybe best known as the hostess for Boundless, a ministry helping and talking to singles, and the author of the new book, The Dating Manifesto, a drama-free plan for purpose, for pursuing rather marriage with purpose. Information, you can link to information about this at our website by going to theintentionallife.com. Hit the highlights button there. A quick break when we're back. Lisa, I want to ask you to expand a little bit about this desiring too much. Why is it singles desire too much? What does that do to them spiritually and otherwise? And then I have a list of the top 10. I call them intentionals. Of why not to get married. And I want to share some of the reasons I tell single people not to get married. In other words, it's really encouraging them to think about these things before they do, because I'm pro-marriage. But I want you to comment on those for singles who are listening, okay? So,
sounds good.
A quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'm 29 and single, and I just wanted to leave a message letting you all know that it is possible for a single person to contribute in the church. Sometimes it feels like, you know, you have to have kids or be married to be involved. But I'm in two Bible studies. I go on mission trips. I help with our sports programs. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that we can get involved. I play an instrument, so I'm in the worship team. And to me, that's one of the biggest things I fight against being single, is thinking that I have nothing to offer. And so I'm very intentional about trying to join just about any kind of group I can, you know, first off to get out there and meet people, but second to serve the Lord and hopefully show some other singles that we can do things and we can make a difference.
Good for you. Being very intentional about that, by the way. Talking about singles and marriage today, can you have a desire to marry too much? It's a great question. And Lisa Anderson is joining me on today's Intentional Living, talking about singles and about marriage. Lisa, by the way, is the hostess of the Boundless Radio program that she does for Focus on the Family nationwide, and also the director of Young Adults for Focus on the Family. And she's the author of the new book, The Dating Manifesto, that we've been kind of talking about today, as I've been sharing with her and hear a little bit some of my top 10 list we're going to get into in a moment as well. If you'd like to find out more about Lisa, about her book, about her ministry, just come on over to our highlights page at theintentionallife.com. We were talking before about one of the angles in your book. One of the things you really camp on is the fact that singles can really desire marriage too much. Expand a little bit on that. What does that do to them spiritually and otherwise? And what are some specific things they need to do not to get stuck there?
Yeah, and it's a tricky thing, because I think some singles have been so told, especially within the church, that they are desiring marriage too much, that they've gone the opposite extreme and they're not talking about it at all. And so I don't want to encourage folks that direction. But I like to say, you know, I'm often asked, Randy, can marriage become an idol, you know, for single people? Can we think about it or talk about it too much? And I always say, well, yeah, because anything that takes a place in our hearts and our intentions and our minds and takes the place of Christ in our affections is idolatry. You know, he needs to be first in his purposes for us first. So in that sense, if we're looking at marriage as kind of what I alluded to before the break, this be-all, end-all that, you know, my life is going to start if I could just get married, or all the problems from my past or my upbringing will be solved if I just find the right person, or, you know, this idea of the one, there's someone out there that will complete me. That is just unbiblical. I mean, it's not, and I think married people, you know, you could probably attest to this, that mm-hmm. no one in life is going to fulfill all your needs and is mm-hmm. going to make you happy every day of
That's
the week.
Right.
And so I think we have to look at this rationally and say, are we cultivating a relationship with Jesus Christ that is certainly primary? And out of that, we have a reservoir that from which we're able to love others well. And so I think we have to, you know, focus on who is God calling us to be? What is his role in our life? And it should be supreme. What is he calling us to do in light of that? And then out of that, we can honor marriage and the pursuit of marriage as a very good thing.
That's good. I agree 100%. Now, here, Lisa, I put together a list a while ago called Intentionals for Why Not to Get Married. I'm pro-marriage. I believe in marriage. But also warning singles who may feel like they desire to get married so quickly or to the next person that they don't stop and think. Let me share some of these from the list and have you comment on them, okay?
Sure.
Please do not marry if you are unwilling to put the needs of another person above your own.
Yeah, absolutely true. And I think this is something that singles think that is just going to magically shift once they get married, or that they'll marry someone who's so amazing that they'll have no problem self-sacrificing. And I'm like, well, last time I checked, I'm a sinner. And I'm guessing that I'm going to marry another sinner. And so that's just going to be a formula for great conversations and great arguments and beyond. So I say absolutely. I mean, if marriage is truly to represent the relationship between Christ and the church, and Christ himself gave the ultimate price for us, what does it look like going into marriage to completely understand that you will be laying your life down for this other person? So, and that's where I say, Randy, singles need to start doing that while they're single. This isn't like, let's all live selfishly while we're single and then flip a switch once we get married. Yeah. We need to practice self-sacrifice now.
I agree. Which leads me, here's number two on my list here. Please do not marry if you are easily offended, carry grudges, or are unwilling to forgive.
This reminds me of a story I tell in the book where I talk about a girl who contacted me at Boundless and said, oh, Lisa, I can't wait to get married. I'm so looking forward to it. And I said, that's wonderful. Good for you. You know, I'm glad you're thinking towards that. And she said, yeah, I just can't stand my family and I've got to get away from them. And I'm like, if you can't work out conflict and communication within your own family, I can guarantee you that your future hubster is going to really tick you off. And so we need to be cultivating healthy relationships in all spheres right where we are. And that will be great training ground for marriage.
All right. One more before we take a quick break here. We're talking about, by the way, Lisa Anderson's my guest today. She's the hostess of Boundless from Focus on the Family, director of the young adult ministry there, but also the author of a book called The Dating Manifesto, A Drama-Free Plan for Pursuing Marriage with Purpose. A great book, a very practical book for singles. You can find out the information and information about Lisa and her ministry and things by coming to theintentionallife.com and click on the broadcast highlights. Okay, here's from my list of intentionals. Please do not marry if you are an abusive person, mentally, emotionally, or physically.
I was just a couple weeks ago with Gary Thomas, obviously author of Sacred Marriage, among other books. And one thing he said, we were kind of addressing a group of young adults together, and he said this, I thought it was so great. He said he's a personal believer in the one strike rule, and that is you are violent or abusive once and you're out. And this is my word, especially to women, because I think women put up with this. And we say, oh, no, don't worry. I'm going to change him, or he'll love me enough that it's not going to be a big deal, or I'll help him work through his issues. And exactly, whether you are male or female, if you have not understood and gotten a rein on your anger, whether that's sourced out of your childhood, whether it's just based on just your own sin issues, where you are, you're just not in a position to get married. And there are other things that you need to work on first before you can be in a healthy relationship. And so we need to stop as a single generation, especially those of us that are getting older and prone to make more concessions and excuses for our dates. We need to stop settling, really, for behavior problems, for attitude problems, for sin problems that really are just going to manifest themselves and even grow within marriage.
Very practical. Lisa Anderson, hang on. Quick break. Back with more for singles from her book, The Dating Manifesto, Helping Singles Be Intentional.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. My guest today is Lisa Anderson. Our time's going quickly. Lisa, I appreciate you being here. By the way, if you just joined us, Lisa is the hostess of Boundless at Focus on the Family, a program that really focuses on helping singles. And I listen in, and I've been married like a whole lot of years, and I find it pretty interesting to hear what singles are dealing with and some of the issues they're facing. And many times it's not unlike what married people. I mean, people are people, and we can learn from each other, that's for sure. Why'd you write this book, by the way? What was your real passion and motivation for this?
You know, it's funny. It took me a while to finally decide to do so because I thought to myself, well, what in the world could I say that hasn't already been said? There are a lot of great relationship books out there and even books on singleness. But what I realized was I needed to put to paper everything that I wish I'd been told in my 20s but just hadn't been. And I think a lot of times in an effort to make singles feel better or not feel bad about where we are, we get a lot of platitudes and a lot of just nonsense when it comes to dating ideas and stuff. And I was like, I need to just tell it straight. This is what the culture's delivered us. This is what we're living out in the church, and this is how we need to do it differently. And also, Randy, the other thing was my publisher. One thing they were passionate about was to have this book written from the perspective of someone who's still walking through it. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of books on singleness and dating by people who are married, kind of looking back on that season. And some of them are like, oh, yeah, well, here's my happy ending. And that kind of rings hollow for singles. Mm-hmm. So I'm still slugging it through. I'm trying to be an encouragement right alongside everyone who's reading this book with me.
And it's a good one. I encourage our listeners here, Intentional Living, to check it out. The Dating Manifesto with Lisa Anderson. You can find information about Lisa and the book and so on at theintentionallife.com. I've been sharing with you a list of intentionals that I created a while ago, and we use the word intentionals with a top 10 list of whatever the topic is. And this has to do speaking to singles to really have them think about these statements before they get married. Even though we are pro-marriage and we're not expecting when we get married to be a perfect person or marry a perfect person, these are some things that you need to consider. Number four on my list, have you comment on this, Lisa? Please don't get married if you are unwilling to commit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that is really something that has been so lost, not only in our culture, that where we see, if you take it outside the church, it's what's become a hookup culture with even sexual activity with no strings attached and everything else going on. I like to encourage singles that even if you're going to enter the process of dating, I mean, and I know this kind of ruffles some feathers, but I say, if you want to date seriously, you need to eventually be able to take this to the end game of marriage. So this this idea of I'm just going to date for 10 years and do pizza dates and random movies with people, and they may or may not be a believer, or, I mean, what a waste of time and intention. I mean, speaking of intentionality, if you want to really form a lifelong relationship, what does it look like to date with purpose and move ahead with the idea of commitment and lifelong covenant as the goal? Everything else is just play acting, and I think it's a big waste of time.
Two more. Please don't marry if your career is the most important thing in your life.
Yeah. And this is interesting because I think this plays out for men and women differently. You know, guys can easily be workaholics or can get into this idea of, oh, this is paramount in my life. Women, on the other hand, will take this as, well, I'm not married yet, so I guess I better just go out and get my PhD or get another promotion. And as a result, we're seeing them devalue marriage or devalue the idea of family. And so I always say, you know, whatever God has called you to, excellent. Go for it with all your heart. If he's called you to be a physician, if he's called you to the mission field, but don't think that marriage can't be a part of that. Don't think that you're either a career person or you're going to have a marriage and family. You know, God wants to incorporate the family. He's using the family to reach the world for his purposes. And I think we need to honor it and prioritize it.
That's good. One more for you. You ready? How about this one? Please don't marry if you are unwilling to agree together on an approach for handling finances, children, and life decisions.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, Randy, this one hits home to me because as someone who's lived single for all of my life now, I tend to think that the way I do life is the best way. And so,
and I'm sure it is.
I know. I mean, so I'm going to marry this guy who's going to be like, Lisa, you're so amazing. Let me just take all of your ideas and incorporate them into my life, the way you do budgets and the way you do your time and how you spend time with your family. And all it does, it's so funny, Randy, because it just is a mirror and a reflection of our own selfishness. And of course, marriage and then children is going to magnify that even more. In fact, I have a good friend who once told me, she said, Lisa, I never knew how selfish I was until I got married, and I never knew how angry I was until I had kids. And I'm like, you know, that is so true. What marriage does, the crucible it puts you in. But for singles, we need to recognize that as well. It is not all about us. This is not our game. This is God's business. We need to get on board with what he has. And again, be ready to incorporate others into that and be willing to sacrifice and show down when it comes to what needs to be compromised.
This has been good. Lisa, I appreciate you being with me today, a full half hour, a lot of good content. And for those who are single, maybe you know someone, maybe you have a friend who's single, maybe you would like to read from a perspective understanding singles today. The book, The Dating Manifesto by Lisa Anderson, a drama-free plan for pursuing marriage with purpose, that also has an afterthought for all the married people listening or reading as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend you get this, and you can check out and find out more about Lisa and her ministry and all that good stuff, including the book, by coming to theintentionallife.com. And again, Lisa, thank you for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Randy, thanks so much.
All right. And maybe next time we'll finish up this list of intentionals because I have some more. So
that sounds great.
Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Number two on my top 10 list. And this one goes to the guys. If you're married, how about asking your wife, what one thing can I do this week that will make you feel most loved by me, and then doing it? Wow, that's a powerful question. Now, if you ask that question, you need to be ready to do it, you see. To hear that one thing from the heart of your spouse that would make a difference in their life. There's the power of one thing that can make a difference as you choose to be intentional. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching for members of Intentional Living called The Intentional Living Process for Marriage. I take you through the four steps of intentional living applied to marriage. Next month, we're going to be talking about finance. And I want to remind you, as a member, watch for it, listen to it. Thank you for your feedback. Thanks for the good comments. Thank you for sharing it with others. If you're not a member, please come and join us today. What a great time to become a part of Intentional Living as a monthly member. If you could share $1 a day, $30 a month, or $20 a month, or whatever it is that God lays on your heart, we just want you to be a part of it, and I want to come alongside of you. And by the way, right now, for those who share a gift and you mention you'd like it, when you get online, there's a little button to push for it. We want to send you our brand new 16-month calendar, God's Intentional Love. It'll take you right through all of 2016. It's unique. It's only from Intentional Living and Family Life Radio. It's our gift to you. So ask for it when you go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Today, talking about singles and marriage. Hope it's been helpful. You can check out more, as I mentioned, about Lisa and her ministry and so on at theintentionallife.com. What happens when change hits your home? Something maybe you like or something you didn't like, but it's a change. How do you deal with change? It's an upcoming topic right here from Intentional Living. We'll see you next time.